Welcome to In Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local young man will soon be sharing his faith overseas. Let's go in depth with Ben Reichert from Southern Marion County. Well, Ben, congratulations. You just graduated.
Yeah, thank you. Just double majored in agronomy and bioinformatics. And yeah, I was one of two that graduated in bioinformatics. So I can say with confidence that I was second in my class.
And that was at Iowa State.
Yep, exactly.
Why don't you tell people what that is? What's that discipline all about?
For sure. So bioinformatics is a combination of genetics and computer science. And yeah, it's looking at all the information that we get from our genetic code, because the human genome is about 3 billion base pairs, and that's just not feasible to work with by hand. And so computers need to be used to figure out kind of how to make sense of all the information that we just have. Like the genetics is just inundated with information, and they don't know what to do with it. And so it's there to give them tools to solve problems that couldn't be solved like by conventional methods without computers.
Well, yeah, that's an incredibly huge database.
Yeah.
Need to manipulate it with computers, address all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
What are some of the problems that you hope eventually to address?
Yeah, so I would love to focus on like micronutrient density in corn and soybeans especially, and making those more accessible to people overseas, and making the technology that we have here in America accessible to people in the developing world more so. That's just something that got me really excited. That's actually why I added agronomy as a second major back my junior year. And yeah, I just really felt a calling. I saw the need for food in the world, just like how much people overseas just have a need for, sustainable agriculture that can, both be sustainable for the farmers themselves and also for also make them enough food to get them what they need.
So you want more nutrition in a...
Yep.
Kernel of corn.
Yeah, exactly. More vitamin A in like corn would be ideal. And I know they've done that in rice already. And so I think it'd be cool eventually to work on getting more micronutrient density in corn for people who don't have access to other foods with micronutrients in them.
Okay, but you're taking a little break.
Yep, exactly.
You're going to New Zealand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll be going to New Zealand for 2 years with the Navigators. And yeah, there were a ministry I met in college that really changed my life. I just met God in a new way while I was at Iowa State. And so in December, I'll be leaving for New Zealand for 2 years. And while I'm there, I'll be doing kind of a continuation of what I did at Iowa State, which means just meeting up with students and getting to know them. I'll be leading a Bible study with some men and women from New Zealand who haven't really heard a lot about Jesus. And I'll be working with them, understanding who they are as people. And I'm really excited to just engage with them and get to know them on a really deep level, because I think that's something the culture really lacks.
And so have you been to New Zealand before?
I have not. So this will be my first time going, and so I am really excited to experience the new culture. Yeah, live in an environment that's kind of unfamiliar to me. I know it'll be a very growing experience for me, and I know that I'll be able to bless the people there as well to some extent, which will be really exciting.
And so why New Zealand?
Because there's actually a really big need. I think the country's about 50% atheist, and that number is increasing. It's one of the most secular countries on earth, and people there have just moved past their faith in a lot of ways. They don't consider it a part of their lives that really has any impact. And I think because of that, there's also a mental health crisis in the country, and so it has the second highest suicide rate in the world per capita for both men and women. And yeah, there's just a big need. People there just don't have hope. And you would think in a beautiful country like New Zealand, there would be all this happiness and all this joy that people experience, but that's just not the case, which shows me that they need something deeper that they just can't find within themselves.
I mean, the suicide rate,
sure,
that's easy to look up. And how do you know that there's something lacking?
So I talked to the person who's going to be, there's one person that's already down in New Zealand, and he'll be leading our trip, and he just says that there is just a lack of hope. Like, people just don't have a hope, like anything outside themselves. It's just like very internally, like, what can make me happy? Like, it's focused on what can make the people happy, and there's like no depth to that in a way. And yeah, they seem to, and like, he's found with students who have, as he's been meeting with students who've attempted suicide, and he's found they'll be given like the hope of the gospel has really impacted them and just like shown them that there is more yeah, there's more to life than just what's around them. And yeah, there's like a bigger reality that they weren't aware of, and it's given them a new perspective.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Ben Reichert about sharing his faith in New Zealand. Okay, so he's been there for many years and he's sharing his experience with you.
Yeah, exactly. So he's been there for 5 years now, and before that he was at University of Oregon, but yeah, he's been there for 5 years and has been working with students during that time. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be going to join him.
And you're looking for some assistance, some help,
yeah,
getting some funding?
So yeah, I'm looking for support. I'm looking for quite a bit more monthly support and also some one-time support as well. Looking for people who would, yeah, just really have a passion to see God, like, move in on the world, and who really care about what God's doing around the world and just how he's moving among all people, because God is a God who cares about people from all around the world. He's not just the God of America. He's the God of, yeah, the entire earth.
Okay, so let's say, yeah, I decide to help you out on, yeah, your journey. You gonna write me letters or anything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You'll get monthly updates for sure. So
okay,
yeah, I'll send, you know, monthly updates about what God's been doing in New Zealand, and yeah, it's the students I'm meeting and like how I've been able to impact them and how the relationships that I'm building while I'm there, and how, yeah, I've just been growing and sharing what God's been doing in the lives of students and in my life as well.
What school are you going to?
So I'll be at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand. And so it's about the size of you and I, so about 13 or 14,000 students. And they have a very diverse range of courses there. And thankfully, with my majors, I've taken pretty much all of the hardest ones. And so I'll be able to help students out with that, whether they're in agronomy, whether they're ag majors or computer science majors. I'll be able to help out a lot of people there and just like help them understand the big picture behind what they're doing in a way.
They have an agronomy program?
They do, yeah. They have a pretty big, because New Zealand's a very agricultural country, and so, yeah, they have an agronomy program and also a big, pretty big animal science program as well, so,
yeah. Okay, so you'll be able to fit into that community,
yep,
pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I'll just be like, you know, living life with students, joining clubs on campus, and getting to know the people that are, yeah, there right now, just who are already living there, and understand more of who they are, just like connect with them by doing things we both enjoy, so. I might, yeah, start a Dungeons & Dragons campaign while I'm down there to get to know some students well and just play a lot of board games with students, and that should be really fun as well, for sure.
And so is there a house there that's already set up with the Navigators? Is that...
Yeah, so I'll be living in a house with four other guys, so. And there's one guy from the U.S. is coming down there with me, and then the two of us will be living with three guys who recently graduated from the Navigators ministry there, and so... There'll be five of us living in a house, which should be really exciting. And yeah, I'm excited to actually live on my own for the first time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Ben Reichert about sharing his faith in New Zealand. And so you said graduated from the Navigators Ministry. Did you do that here? Was there a Navigators Ministry here that you graduated from as well?
Yeah, so I graduated from the one at Iowa State. And yeah, that one's about 300 people. It's one of the bigger ones in the country. And yeah, I met them my freshman year. During that time, I just really saw how much they cared about people and how much they... Yeah, just really, they really loved me well in ways that I didn't expect to find right away in college, but they were some of the first people I met and got to really know them well, and then continue just staying involved with them throughout my freshman and sophomore year. Sophomore year, I began being a Bible study, like doing more of the leadership things, which was terrifying for me in a lot of ways, but it was also really cool to, yeah, just gain the confidence that what it looks like to mentor someone. So I started mentoring a guy second semester of my sophomore year, and it was cool to see him kind of changes like his life course. Really enjoyed just seeing how God used me to, yeah, really move in this guy's life. And he actually just got back from a trip to South Asia that I went on a couple years ago, so that was really cool. And it's been cool to share experiences with him about, yeah, just how God's been leading both of us.
And so do you go down with a curriculum? Is there a plan? Is there, okay, you do this day one, week one, whatever. Is there a plan?
It's a kind of a more general plan. So it'll be for the first, so school starts in February. So I'll have a couple months to get integrated into the culture, which will be really helpful. Because I get there December 1st is the plan right now. And then there's a curriculum that I'll be going through. And I'm excited for that because the guy who is going to be mentoring me is, he's a really wise guy. He's the leader of the biblical studies program for the navigators around the world. And so I'll be getting a lot of curriculum from him and just a lot of instruction personally, like one-on-one. And that's something that, yeah, the navigators are really about, is like the one-on-one discipleship, which I really appreciate.
Okay, and so if somebody wants to help you in some way on your journey, how do they reach you?
Yeah, so you can contact me at, my phone number is 641-218-0037, and my email is ben.reichert@navigators.org.
Spell Reichert for us.
R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T.
Okay, and so people can reach out there by phone or email and then just discuss this a little bit with you.
Yep, exactly.
And so the navigators are doing it, no local church involvement, that is the involvement. That's a completely independent organization that cross-cuts churches.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be going to church while I'm down there, and I'm not sure which church I'll be going to yet, but there are a bunch of different churches in the area that I'll be exploring, and I'm hoping to take students with me to the churches that are down there and get them involved in the local body that way. And so it's not cross-cut, we're not cutting churches out, it's just something on top of church, because so few people in New Zealand go to church on a regular basis, and it's just not a really very big part of their culture or their lives.
Are you excited?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's going to be really cool to be able to just meet with students and just be very relational and get deep with people in a way, because there's a lack of depth in the culture as well. So I'm excited to kind of enter into that and really just get deep with people in ways that they may not have experienced before, because I know I hadn't to the same extent that I did until I got to Iowa State and met the navigators. So I'm excited to get deep with the people down there and to see how God moves in a place where there aren't many know that following Jesus is something they can do.
Thanks to Ben Reichert for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.